Good afternoon, Outliers. How y'all doing today? I'm going to preemptively apologize because it looks like my internet is not all that great. And because of that, the feed may not be coming through as awesome as it should, but we're going to get through it. So, how y'all doing today? Please be sure to say hi. And I am going to remind you a couple times, since you are here and you're already on the YouTube channel, make sure you've got the subscribe button clicked, please. We are 12 people away. 12 people away. That's it. 12 people away from hitting 1,000, which will be a huge monument for us. So please be sure to hit that subscribe button. Nathan says they gave him a heart attack. He had the page open in the background. Oh. Hey, all. Good to see everybody. Good to see everybody. Okay. Like I say, the internet looks like it's not so hot right now. I don't know why. It's been fine all day, but we're going to work with it. Hey, Watch Channel. Hey, Yorn. Good to see you guys. It's been lots of good chatter in the Discord, and I appreciate Goran really taking the time to, give his testimonies inside of the Discord here. We are here to help you. Right. We do this every day because I trade with Outlier just like I want you to trade with Outlier. So this is like a daily demo of how to trade with Outlier. So this is why we do it. Do you want to chat about this? So, hey, Donna, good afternoon to you. So here I mentioned in the Discord, and I'll read through it, but we were already doing some of these things. But it was actually really great to go through all these back-tested trades that Mahesh had given me data on. And I really started nailing down some patterns here. And what I found was okay. For those who trade alongside me in the trading room, you know I've been back-testing exit points using the heat map, and I've come up with several conclusions. And I've rebuilt my exit slide. This slide here changed to here. Hey, Jean-Louis, good to see you. So, still need to identify some exit points for short positions. This is what we had previously with the 10, the R10. However, like I said, I still need to work on identifying those. So those are just placeholder points for now. The long exits are very interesting, right? The long trade exits are very interesting. Going back to trades I made previously this year, along with all the trade data that Mahesh has provided, I can see some very clear patterns. When the buy signal comes with the G value of less than G13 on the behavioral heat map, if no other chart signals flash a sell signal, that's super important. If there's no other reason to get out of the trade, G13 is a great exit point. What in the wide world of sports am I even talking about? So if we go into Outlier and we zoom in, this is a buy signal. XLF just defaulted up for me. Check out this area right here. And it's going to show you the date, the price, the uptrend overlay, the G heat map G value, as well as the signal value if there is one. And here you can see G18. Okay. If entered below G18, I'm sorry, if entered below G13, G13 is the really solid exit. If entered between G13 and G25, which would be this one, 10 points higher is a solid exit. If entered at G25 plus, we'll get 5 points. Now, we identified, and we talked about this in the Discord before, and in fact, Mark had this that we've discussed a couple times now. The deeper in the greed territory it goes, the more likelihood there is of reversals. So we want to not be stuck with the reversals, of course. That's the whole point of this. As stocks go deeper in the greed zone, aka the G values, the likelihood of reversal grows, meaning G50 is much more likely to reverse than G13. So we're optimizing for exits here. If the buy signal comes between G13 and G25, like this example here, 10 points higher on the heat map is a solid exit point. It does not guarantee results. We can never guarantee results, but it's a solid exit point. If the buy signal comes at G25 or greater, then giving it only 5 points on the heat map, right? So the heat map value, that's what we're talking about. Then giving it only 5 points on the heat map if it coming at G25 or greater. I'm super confident with these exit points after backtesting for at least 40 hours just on this theory. There's been lots of big aha moments as I saw how different stocks behaved given different entry levels on the heat map charts. And so I said I'd cover this more today. So I literally have not looked at XLF, so we could look at this one together. G18 coming on January 29th. All right, it looks like I did this at some point. G18. And then watching it go up 10 points. So G18, 19, 21, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 again. Yes, so that's another criteria I wanted to mention. So 6 again. So G26 again on February 7th, 27th. Can't be February 27th. Yeah, February 7th, sorry. You'll see that the G value goes from 25 to 26, doesn't change again on G26. That's what this means by heat map stalls. Right? Like, it's not going up any faster. So, that would have occurred on the second date, which would have been here. So, pretty flat on that trade. But that's the solid exit point, so it doesn't get too greedy, right? Now, of course, that one did continue on. Let's look at one that Gorin had a lot of success on. I have not looked at this yet. Let's go to GPS. I'm actually really curious. So I just remembered this one specifically that Gorin had a lot of success on. Gorin from the Discord. So this one started at G3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13. G13 occurred on March 22nd. That candle right there. So that's a really, really solid exit point, like I was mentioning here, right? And this is inside of a order block, and order blocks take a few days to develop, so we wouldn't have even seen that order block on that date. So that's a perfect example, right? If it's below G13, letting it run to G13, and then getting out. And you see, that was like the peak. It was like the top. Nathan says, currently in ASB, and it's been running strong. Let's take a look at ASB. All right, too much. All right, so looking at ASB on April 2nd. Here. Now, what you're seeing right there, Nathan, is the order block built in some really good support right here. It didn't quite get into that order block, but it came really close. And look at the takeoff. That's a whole thing, dude. Beyond the scope of outlier, the order blocks have been one of the coolest things I've ever found. All right, so a heat map G1 on this one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. So again, following my rules, if the heat map stalls or if the heat map gets to G13 and doesn't have any other reason to get out, that's where I would look to get out. There are a couple of your favorite stocks in the chat. Let's look at GDiddy. That was when we traded. And coincidentally, we actually did really well on, right? We implemented this without realizing we implemented it. So I had my previous rule was just take it off at 5 points. And so let's go to GDiddy. Right, we got in on March 18th, 5 points higher from G27 to G32. Exactly fits what happened here. There we go. Exactly fits this rule. Entered at G25, exit 5 points higher. Exactly fit that rule. So 27, 8, 9, 31, 32 on March 25th, which was the exact date we got. And then, as you can see, there was definitely some volatility that came along that point. And the heat map stopped. The heat map stalled, which is what I mentioned a minute ago. Heat map stalled right after that. 32, 33, 34, 34 again, sell signal. So we're trying to front run the sell signals, if you want to think of it that way, right? We're taking the buy signals, and I don't know how the internet's going to show up here, but we're going to try. We're taking the buy signals, and we're trying to front run the exit signals so that we can get out, capturing a higher yield with less risk. Let's look up at BFAM. I don't know anything about BFAM. So here's one where getting out at the stall, so G33, would have yielded a positive return about 3.16%. We call it 3.2%. But it did continue on. And so that is the risk we take here, is that if it continues on, that totally happens. But we're trying to optimize. We're trying to build that win rate. And we're trying to capture yield, capture gains where we can. So I'm really excited about this. I think this is going to be awesome. Now, let's move on. And let's go into our market analysis. All right, the internet is so slow, it may not do that. Come on, hit the bumper. Yeah, I'm a bit anxious about that. However, I know if I keep myself itsy-bitsy like this, it should work a little bit better. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier. Full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and I don't see this being successful. And this is my style of trading using Outlier. And Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So taking a look at this, with the always starts with the market for me. That's, I want the market to tell me which direction it's going. So the SPY, still, it's really struggling right here. Jean-Louis had asked, when do we get back in? Or when would I get back in if the market really sold off like it did on this date? And my rule, which I noticed here, it says if it closes under the 20 exponential moving average, that's what EMA means, wait to put on new trades until it closes again over the 10 exponential moving average. What's an exponential moving average? It's the average price over the last X number of days. So 10 days, 20 days, 50 days. However, exponential is different than simple. Simple means it's just straight average. Exponential means that it actually gives a greater weight to the more current candles and less weight to the previous older candles. And so the exponential moving average moves a bit faster than the simple moving averages. And again, like I mentioned yesterday, it was like a couple points, I mean a couple cents over the 10 EMA. Right now it's flirting with it right here. I'm not interested in trading this right now until it really can show some strength in this market, right? I don't know where it's going to go. Nobody knows where it's going to go. But if it's not over the 10, then it's not a strong trend. The 10 EMA is an indicator of a short-term trend. If it's not over the 10, it's not a strong trend, right? In fact, if it's closing under the 10, the trend is actually down. So I won't be putting on any trades today. Sebastian's here. I really think it's almost impossible to lose if you buy on a buy signal on a green overlay. It is possible. Here's the thing. It's possible when you keep your risk in check. And I'll show you a couple of examples of that, right? Costco. I'll show you an exact example of this. Costco had a green overlay. And I would have gotten out here. I would have gotten out on this candle immediately after a buy signal because it closed below the prior day's low. Now, that is my personal trading plan. And that's why I always like to say, this is my style of trading using Outlier. Because any more than that, I feel like it's taking risk. And a really solid trade, a really solid trend shouldn't have candles that close below the prior day's low. So I know for sure that I would have gotten out had I been in that trade. However, the trade materialized into a giant winner. Let's go take a look at it real quick. So this is Costco. Like Nathan was saying, buy signal, green overlay, G31. I'd be looking to exit 5 points higher on the heat map. Let's zoom in. And so keep in mind, that's only if none of these other issues are happening, right? Half ATR, 10 EMA, et cetera. Keeping risk in check is how I always like to look at it. Wow, Costco's $700 now? I didn't even realize that. Okay, so getting in at G31, 32, 32 again, 33. So I also would have gotten out on stall right here, right? Now let's just give it 5 points. 31 up to 36. Right there. That candle would have been at 36. So that's March 4th. Good grade. $36, 5.9%. Absolutely outperformed the sell signal right here. Absolutely outperformed me with my risk criteria here. Just gaining 5 heat map points from 31 to 36. That's what we're trying to do right there. So Nathan, totally is possible to lose. Never say never, of course. But definitely always keep your risk in check. Hey, Brian, good to see you. I don't think my internet's working all that great, but I'm trying here. That is going to cover it. There's, again, lots of chatter in the Discord, so I really appreciate all of you all collaborating in here. We want to make this as best as we possibly can for you. And do me a favor, down below, hit the subscribe button. I need 12 people. I need 12 more people to hit 1,000. And then I'll be doing my job right. All right. Thank you all so much for coming to today's Outlier Trading Room. Again, no trade today or no trades today because the market is still not convincingly over its 10 period exponential moving average. And then talked about some new exit points in the PowerPoint. Dropped a copy of it in the Discord. And when I finalize the shorts, I'll put a new version of the entire PowerPoint out there. Brian's already subscribed, and Yorn just did. Finally, Yorn, what are you waiting for? Brian says, does the Fed speak tomorrow? I don't know. Do they? Seems like you might know more than I do. Fed speaking tomorrow? I'm literally Googling it. April 10th is tomorrow. FOMC minutes. Yeah. CPI is tomorrow. I don't know. You guys know I don't keep up with that kind of stuff. I only look at the data, but I don't pay attention to the announcements. Like, there was a point where I was trying to day trade, which I really wanted to, but since, hang on, I'll show you why I stopped, because this was me. I saw this the other day. I was like, yeah, that's why I stopped. Life of a day trader. Oh, what a great day. Isn't it beautiful? Fuck. That was me. I gave up day trading because of that exact thing, right? It's not for me. The stress that goes along with it is no está bien. And Outlier doesn't work for day trading. So it doesn't work. All right, we need 11 more people. Thank you all so much for coming. Be sure to tell your friends and family to subscribe as well. See you tomorrow.